Well, it seems like everyone's been talking about the Kony 2012 viral internet video in recent weeks. WMOT reporter Courtney Frierson says students here on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University are no exception.
Like people all over the country, MTSU students are fired up about the Ugandan warlord, Joseph Kony.
Kony 2012, educate yourself or be ignorant.
But just how much do students really know about Kony?
A man doing something bad to the people in Africa, something like that.
Most students I talked with seem to know very little about the current situation in northern Uganda.
You shouldn't be taking little kids and selling them as sex slaves.
I did find a few students who seem to be at least trying to get past the hype and dig a little deeper. Students like Samuel Edwards.
I don't feel that Kony 2012 is a serious matter.
Why is it not a serious matter?
Because it's been reported that Kony has been dead since 2006 or he has fled Uganda. I don't think it would be viral if Rihanna didn't tweet it.
To get a look at the video that's causing all the fuss, visit the website invisiblechildren.com. If you'd like more up-to-date information on Joseph Kony and his rebel movement, visit NewYorkTimes.com and type KONY into the search box. For WMOT News, I'm Courtney Frierson.